Over 60% of people who are on dating apps believe it is very important that their partner has good credit. Let's discuss if this is really important or not.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
In 2025, only 28% of home buyers were able to purchase a home single, meaning 20% of home buyers were women that were single, did not have a spouse, did not have a husband. They were able to purchase a home all by themselves. Vice versa, 8% of men were able to purchase a home without having a wife, without having a spouse. So 28% of home buyers were single whenever they purchased. So that goes to show you, it is almost guaranteed or required that you will have a partner, or you need a partner to buy a home. Because look, let's face it, the cost of these houses these days are expensive. The interest rate on these houses are expensive these days. 6 to 7% on something that's costing $400,000. You know, it's not many single people out there that are going to afford the mortgage, the utilities, the yearly maintenance of the home, the repairs. You're not doing all of that by yourself unless you're making, you know, over $120,000-$150,000 a year. Then it may be doable. But for the majority of the people who are out there attempting to find a partner, you know, to grow with in the future, it is almost required that a married couple with two incomes, sadly, are going to purchase a home these days. So look, there's not many people out there who are just on these dating apps just to meet up with people every single weekend. I mean, there is, let's face it, but majority of the people that are on these dating apps are trying to find their long-term partner. They're trying to find someone to bring to their family, to see if the family likes them. They're trying to find someone to start their own family, have kids. They're trying to find someone to, unfortunately, purchase a home, which requires having good credit in the future. So I can see why having good credit scores could be a potential factor when it comes to dating. Now, the first date, or the first, you know, first 3 to 6 months of dating may not be a hot topic, but eventually I could understand why the person who may have good credit scores and have financial goals may be seeking for someone who also have a good financial background. So that's a little quick little scenario of why it may be important to have good credit scores while you're dating. But of course, that's not always a bottom line deal breaker. Now, as you're moving forward with dating someone, I don't believe you should straight up ask someone, hey, what your credit score is, and that's going to determine if you're going to move forward with this person. And the reason I'm saying this is I recently did a episode on if having good credit is really needed, if it's actually important, and I pretty much went over the pros and cons based on different viewpoints of having good credit scores. You know, there's some people who have zero credit scores, but they can afford to buy everything cash. They can buy a vehicle cash. They have enough money to save up and eventually buy their next home cash to where they don't have to borrow money. Someone could be a millionaire. Someone could be a billionaire. So there's people out there who have zero credit scores. So someone with a 750, 800, even an 850 credit score can, you know, be poor based on the viewpoint of someone who have a zero credit score. So at the end of the day, you know, a credit score just determines your ability to repay your things that you borrow, repay the amount of money that the bank lended you to purchase a car, purchase a home, whatever you spent your credit cards on. So at the end of the day, this is the only thing that a credit score does. It just ranks you based on your financial responsibilities of you paying back your bills that you owe. So, you know, it's not a determining factor of wealth. It's more like a morals thing. It goes to show you what type of person that you are, really. You know, do you really pay back things that you borrow, or are you kind of careless, or do you not care about your life and your finances? So yeah, you can kind of understand why someone who is dating is seeking someone with decent credit scores, because it somewhat shows, you know, what kind of character they are. But at the same time, someone who have a zero credit score, I mean, what can you judge? That just means that person did not go out and finance things, or they have millions in the bank and they don't have to finance anything. So, you know, like I said, it's not something that I think you guys need to go out and ask for immediately once you start dating. Now, you can start bringing up some financial topics, you know, just, you know, bring up a situation, how you use your credit, and you can just be like, man, thank God I had good credit, and kind of see what that person's reaction is like. 9 times out of 10, that person is going to be like, oh, credit is stupid. You know, credit is dumb. I hate credit. And that's usually the first red flag. Normally, when people say things like that, it is due because their credit is bad and they messed up in the past and they know they can't use their credit right now. And, you know, those are signs that you should be listening to. Now, someone who have millions in a bank or hundreds of thousands of dollars in a bank and they don't need credit, normally they would just blurt out, oh, well, yeah, thankfully I haven't had to use credit in a very, very long time, because I was able to start a business. I got hundreds of thousands that I invested or whatever. And, you know, I'm thankfully able to go out and purchase things without having a credit score. So those are ways that you can look out for red flags, because at the end of the day, like I said, you're dating to build a family. You're dating to purchase a home, relocate, whatever the case is. And if someone has bad credit, negative items report to their credit for 7 years. That's a long time. That's almost a decade. The average time that it takes for most people to get engaged and start preparing for marriage or get married, you know, is usually averaging between 2 and 3 years after dating. So let's say if someone started dating you right now in 2025, well, in 2027, you guys are going to be preparing to get engaged, preparing to sign papers, preparing to get married, start a family, whatever the case is. And the next step is, once you're married, the next goal is to buy a home together. So, you know, if you or this person has bad credit, that's going to be a roadblock in a few years. You know, if these negative things are going to report for 7 years and it's only been on here a year, you got 6 years left, and then you're getting married in 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, you know, you can't buy a home. You can't get that bigger house if you have kids. So that can potentially be a deal breaker, or potentially cause financial issues, which sadly, finances is the fifth top cause for divorce. I think it's number 4 or 5. I'm gonna have to go back and research this and attach it. If you're watching the YouTube version of this episode, I'm gonna attach this to the video here. But the top 5 reasons for divorce, I think financial reasons were number 4 or number 5. I'm gonna have to go back and see, but it's the top 5. Either way it go, it's a main factor when it comes to divorce. So yeah, I mean, is credit scores important when it comes to dating? Not necessarily the dating stage, but is it important for the person that you are going to marry, and will it hold you up if this person have bad credit scores? And if they're not a millionaire or billionaire, they can just buy a home cash or whatever the case is, then yes, that is going to be an issue. Yes, that is going to be a roadblock, and it may potentially be a red flag. More of the story, don't ever judge someone just upfront based on what their credit scores are today. And I get it. Look, people were younger and stupid. You know, even me myself did crazy things, you know, as I was younger. But again, someone could have plan very poorly and never thought they would have been fired a day in their life, and then boom, next month they're fired. They can't pay their mortgage, or they can't pay their car note, whatever the case is, and those late payments get on their credit reports, and now their credit scores went from 700 to 400. So you never know what someone's situation is. Now, if you see where this person has recent things on their credit and they still have bad credit, that means it was within the last 7 years if they have bad credit, because negative items fall off of your credit after 7 years. So if it's still on there, that can potentially be some red flags because it's within 7 years. So, you know, normally when people say they were, you know, stupid when they were younger, they're talking about 15, 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. So if they have bad credit still today, no, this is something that is recent. So that is something that could potentially be a red flag. But look, having bad credit isn't the end of the world. There's so many things you can do to overcome having bad credit. You can, you know, get the help that you need, clearly, to, you know, help repair your credit or improve your credit scores, maybe get guidance on things that you can do yourself to improve those credit scores. So, but yeah, this episode was mainly kind of discussing why some people think, or at least over 60, I think it's 65 or 66% of the people that are on dating apps prefer people to have good credit whenever they start dating and seeking for a partner. So hopefully this episode's helped break down the different scenarios and express why it is important and why it may not be important to some and why it may not be needed for some. But that is all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.